You hold my hand and look into my eyes as you recite your vows. I do the same. I've never been more in love with someone or felt more understood. Next to me is my best friend of more than 20 years. She holds my flowers and your ring. We profess our love for each other and repeat the words of the justice of the peace. And we slip the rings on each other's fingers and complete the ritual. You may now kiss the bride. And you do, with a passion that stirs my soul and makes me tremble. The room is filled with friends and family, yours and mine. More than 200 people witness our union, but only a handful know our secret. Underneath my dress, my beautiful white satin and lace wedding gown, I wear something for you, something I've worn the past year. A steel belt that tightly circles my waist and runs between my legs, covering my pussy completely. Locked on me, my pussy sealed away. I'm unable to touch it. My chastity, it binds us together. It is as much my fetish as it is yours. You keep me denied sexually, teased and tormented. I live for you in a state of sexual frustration, always hungry, needy, desperate. While you deny my pussy and any pleasure I may get from it, you don't deny yourself. You use my mouth and my ass. The belt provides access for you to use me that way as well. I love both of those things. Sucking your cock. And how you fuck my ass. But neither is enough to bring me to orgasm. So I live in extreme sexual frustration. As I stand there, as your wife now, in front of all these people, I feel my pussy getting wet in my belt, aching, swollen, wanting to be touched. I want you inside me so bad to feel you fuck me. I think maybe tonight, maybe you will unlock me and fuck me again the way you used to. I miss your cock inside me. We walk back down the aisle and do our pictures before heading to the reception. We drink, we laugh, we dance. There are speeches and toasts. We cut the cake and playfully mash it into each other's mouths, making a bit of a mess. I toss my garter and we talk to everyone, visiting all the tables and speaking with friends and family, some we haven't seen in years. And as we do, the thought of your cock inside my wet, locked pussy is never far away. The hope, the dream, the memory. While I've been locked away, things haven't been so difficult for you. Just because I was denied my pussy didn't mean you had to go without. And one of my darkest fantasies had come true. While I would sit home, locked and frustrated, you would be off with other women, fucking them, making love to them, using them in the way you no longer used me. And when you came home, you would tell me all about it. Every detail. How they felt, tasted, smelled. Their names. You would tell me how much you enjoyed their company. Not just the sex, but the intimacy you felt with them. You would rub salt into the wound. They could give you something I couldn't. Pussy. Because mine was locked and it was going to stay that way. Not to be touched. Not to be licked. Not to be fucked. At first it was exciting, but as the frustration grew, it became harder and harder to manage. You used it to torture me. And I was ashamed to confess that I loved that feeling. It was my fantasy and my dream. And you gave it to me without pity and without mercy. And now, tonight, I was hoping you might take pity on your new wife, your bride, your love, to unlock me and fuck me. When the reception ended, we went back to the suite. It was large, opulent, beautiful. I began to remove my wedding dress, and you stopped me. You had me move instead to the center of the room, where there was a large, white, square post running from floor to ceiling. I smiled a bit as I pressed my back against it. My heels hurt my feet standing in them all day. My wedding gown had a bodice that was closer to a corset than a dress, and it was cinched tight. I watch you as you walk behind me and feel you pull my arms back behind the post, and you begin to wrap my wrists and then my elbows in rope. You tie it tight, securing me to the post. I can't move, and my dress feels even tighter now. When you step back in front, you sit down at my feet and use more rope, this time binding my ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. I feel even more helpless. I arm in the rope, but everything is tight. Nothing moves. You look into my eyes, and your hands cup my breasts. You squeeze them harshly and then reach up and pull at my dress, ripping the lace around my neck and down to my collarbone. A few more pulls, and my beautiful dress is torn apart. My breasts are exposed. You play with them, fondling me and pulling roughly on my nipples until they stiffen. You show me a pair of clover clamps and place one on each nipple, sending a sharp jolt of pain into my breasts and straight down to my pussy. I feel myself getting so wet. The chastity belt is driving me crazy because, more than anything now, I want your touch. Just to feel your fingers on my pussy lips, on my clit, inside me. Your hands grab the waist of my dress and you pull hard, tearing it. You shred it, leaving it in tatters, exposing me, my locked cunt. I am whimpering for you. Moaning, and I start to beg, please, please, please touch me, please use me, oh, please fuck me, I need you inside me. You don't say a word. You just take the chain connecting my nipple clamps and pull it, causing the clamps to tighten and my pussy to leak, swell and throb. I start to cry. It's our wedding night. You have to fuck me. You have to. I plead. And before you can respond, there is a knock at the door. You turn away and walk to the door and open it. Still in her dress is my maid of honor. My best friend, the person I love almost as much as my husband. And when she steps inside, you draw her close and kiss her. I watch and shake my head. You've told me about all of this before, but I've never had to witness it. And not with her. My God, not her. And now, the two people I love more than anyone else are kissing. You kiss her the way you kiss me. She's kissing you back. You know each other's bodies, and you both begin to touch. You're undressing her. She's wearing lingerie. A black lace bra. Matching panties. Garters and stockings. I watch as you recline on the bed. Our bed. And she walks towards you. Slowly. And then she reaches down, unbuckling your belt, and then opening your trousers, freeing your cock. It's already hard. I can't find the words, but I try to get your attention. You both ignore me as you kiss again, and I see her hand wrap around your hard, throbbing cock. You flip her over onto her back, and she squeals playfully with delight, spreading her legs and smiling up at you. You pull out your knife and slip it under the left leg hole and slice her panties. Then you cut the other side, pulling them off. She raises her hips, showing you her bare, shaved pussy. She looks over at me, laughing. In my eyes is a strange blend of love and betrayal, confusion and arousal, need and desire, humiliation and shame. You laugh and stand up, untying her hair, sliding the long ribbon out through her beautiful brown locks. Her hair falls around her shoulders, down her back. She is so, so beautiful. You face me and hold her panties up to my face, first pressing them harshly against my nose, making me smell her scent before stuffing them in my mouth. You secure them in place with her hair ribbon, wrapping it over the panties in my mouth, forcing them deeper and tying it behind my head. I look into your eyes, pleading, and I whimper. You gently touch my cheek, and your eyes are filled with softness, with love, with kindness. My pussy starts contracting, hungry, wanting to be fucked. And my tears start to flow. You're doing this for me because you know I need it. She knows it too. My best friend. I've told her everything. And now she is at the end of the bed, on her hands and knees, looking at me into my eyes. I am crying harder now, pulling at the rope, wanting to be free, wanting to run away. Hating it. Needing it. Wanting to close my eyes, yet unable to look away. You kneel on the bed, positioning yourself behind her, and you slide your cock into her pussy. Slowly, gently, she moans and raises her head as you slide into her. I see your eyes close. I remember the feeling of you being inside me. I see her feeling it now instead of me. I cry harder because you're fucking her the way you used to fuck me. And I start to feel the wetness escaping my belt and rolling down my thighs. The wetness from my pussy matches the tears on my cheeks. I am begging and pleading, tasting my best friend's pussy in my mouth, muffling my words. I watch. And I cry as the two people I love fuck. Oh no. More than that, they make love in front of me, for me. And I am squirming inside with desire and need and desperation. I am shaking my head. But deep down, I want this. I need it. I need it. I need it. You start to fuck her harder and faster, and I remember what it meant when you fucked me that way too. Stretching me the way you're stretching her. The head of your cock parting me and the shaft filling me. How you stretch me and how it hurts so good. And soon you explode inside her. And she comes too, shaking and moaning and screaming your name. And that hurts the most. My best friend. My best friend calling out your name as she comes. And when our eyes meet again, I see that you are pleased and relieved and satisfied. And when her eyes meet mine, I wonder if she feels sorry for me. But I can tell she doesn't. She knows I need this, because I've told her everything. She wants to hurt me. And I want her to. The room now smells like sex. The clamps on my nipples burn more now. You begin to untie me, leaving my panty gag for last. When you remove it, I open my mouth, feeling how dry it is. You drop the panties and you grab my hair. Hard, harshly. And you force me to my knees. You drag me from the post to the bed. And you force my head between my best friend's legs. You pull the chain connected to my nipple clamps hard, and it forces me even deeper between her legs. She parts them, and I feel her hand grab my hair too. She takes hold of the chain and tucks it. Fresh waves of pain shoot through my nipples and down to my clit. You tell me to clean her. And I do. Licking and sucking your cum from her pussy. Tasting her juices mix with what you've left inside her. Her legs wrap around my head, and I feel the tops of her stockings on the side of my head. She grinds into me, and I suck and slurp your cum from her, tugging more and more in the chain, torturing my nipples and sending waves of tingles to my clit. She squirms and moans, and I know she is coming again, this time from my mouth instead of your cock. My mouth filled with your cum, mixed with her wetness. I start tugging at my belt, wanting it off. I dig my fingers into the sides and try to reach under the shield, sealing me away. Nothing works. Nothing helps. Soon, I can't even taste your cum anymore. Only her pussy. When she is clean, she hands you the chain and you pull me to you, led by my burning nipples. You have me clean your cock now, sucking her wetness from your cock. It's not quite hard, but still full. I feel you stiffen a bit in my mouth. But you don't let me do anything more than clean you, even though I so desperately want you to grab hold of my head and fuck my face. When you pull my head away, the taste of your cum and her wetness linger in my mouth, and I lick my lips, cleaning them. You set out a pillow and a blanket for me on the floor and allow me to remove my heels. When you remove the nipple clamps, it's far worse than I imagined. Sharp shooting pain in my nipples and breasts, aching and throbbing in my swollen gunt. I am begging you to remove the belt, to let me touch myself, to allow me to come. You ignore me and my pleas. Instead, you tell me it's time for bed. I start to undress, feeling defeated, lost, desperate and horny. But tonight, you want me to sleep in my torn and destroyed wedding dress. You want me to feel it, the facade we put on for family and friends, the joke that I have become, ruined, locked, helpless. Now, in this beautiful room, after a long, long day, I will finally get to try to sleep beside the two of you on the floor. And all night, I listen to you cuddle and kiss and whisper to each other. I want to touch myself, to masturbate. Occasionally, I hear my name followed by giggles, whispers and laughter. It was a magical day, our wedding. But it was an even more magical night. The three of us. Me on the floor. And the two people I love nestled together, consummating my marriage for me in a way I don't know that I will ever be allowed to have for myself. And from that point on, the three of us, we lived happily ever after.